congratulations on the win. It wasn't a good start. It was a slow start. Cimarron beat you guys all in that first quarter on the fast break, but you guys settled down, got a lot of forced turnovers early in the quarter, and you could kind of see that momentum carrying that second quarter and never trailed the rest of the night.
I know. I mean, honestly, for us having 61 points, I felt like it was sloppy play, honestly. And, you know, we had people in foul trouble. I felt like it was a wave of a lot of turnovers, and then we wouldn't have a turnover. And it was just, and then we'd foul. And I just felt like, you know, this wasn't probably our best game for anyone, really. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes you just have to find a way to win, and I think we did that tonight.
I mean, you started out, you had 10 first-quarter turnovers. I had you unofficially, and you finished with 20, so you guys adjusted that quite a bit. Then you also had to make some adjustments, little changes in the lineup tonight here, and you, of course, had Emily with the big night with 22 and Lindy with her 13, but Amber Lotta stepping up big, and she had 8 consecutive points there for you in that second quarter.
Yeah, and Amber was sick yesterday. She wasn't even at practice, so maybe she just needed that day off. But you know what? She was certainly that spark off the bench, and, I mean, we needed it. I mean, we had people in foul trouble. You know, I just needed some fresh legs, and she's definitely provided that for us.
Really, the first time you've fought with some big foul trouble from your guards, it's kind of been your post players, but your guards had the foul trouble with 3 fouls in that first half, and that was tough to adjust there, and then you got it one to 4th foul early in the third, and you guys were able to kind of overcome some of that.
Right. You know, we've really been talking about getting aggressive out on the perimeter, and I felt like we got those fouls just because we were just a split second too late, and we just can't hesitate. You know, we're either going to fully commit or not, and we got to really improve on that.
What I thought was impressive, you guys were kind of figured Cimarron out, and defensively, I think probably some of the quickest hands you saw from the Blue Jays all year.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I felt like they were certainly very aggressive. You know, I mean, it was kind of hard for us to penetrate in because they kept reaching for the ball quite a bit, and you know, we just needed to be stronger with the ball, but ultimately, we just needed to pound it inside, and that's where we got those points.
Your rebounding was pretty good tonight. I knew that was a big emphasis in Monday's practice.
Yes, it was. And, you know, I felt like, you know, at halftime we were doing a good job. And I told them, I said, we have yet to put together a full game as far as rebounding goes. And I was really proud of what we did.
Well, a big win here tonight and snap kind of a 2-game losing skid to the Blue Jays. And he gets a 9-5 on the year and a big game coming up Friday night, beginning a 3-game homestand with Hugoton.
Yeah, you know, it's homecoming. I know we had a huge comeback against them last time, and you know what? We're going to try some different things against Hugoton this time to make sure that, you know, we don't fall into that hole that we did last time, because you know they're going to come out aggressive.
Should be a fun one there Friday night. 3 home games in a row. That's called a streak of games, and you're on a 3-game winning streak. That's a winning streak there.
I will take it.
Coach Sarah McCormick joining me here at halftime of the boys' game. Thanks, as always, Coach. We'll talk to you later on here.
Thanks, Adam.